Hello, and welcome to this podcast. I'm Laura Stepanek, editor of STM Magazine. Today we're talking to Pat Communale, president and chief operating officer of Triad Northern Video Distribution, about trends in security distribution, as well as a look inside Triad Northern Video a year and a half after the two companies were merged. In March of 2010, Brazos Private Equity Partners acquired Triad Distribution and Northern Video Systems and combined them to operate as Triad Northern Video Distribution under the leadership of Steve Roth. Pat, can you please update listeners on where Triad Northern Video is at today, post-merger?
Thank you, Laura, and it's a pleasure to speak with you today. We're roughly a year and a half into our post-acquisition, and I'm happy to report that seamlessly we're operating as one platform. As you know, with many mergers and acquisitions, things don't always go as well as you plan, but I'm happy to report that due to the prior planning that we had with both companies, we're operating under a single platform, under one leadership, one sales and marketing group.
Thank you. Describe for our listeners Triad Northern Video's hybrid distribution model. In other words, offering both a telesales operation as well as brick and mortar.
Well, I think what we need to do is go back to the thesis of our merger. When we looked at the Northern Video model, they were very much in the integrated space, and the Triad model was very much in the smaller to mid-sized dealer. When we put the two of them together, we now have a complement of products from both the small-end security dealer to the high-end integrator, and we offer the most products available, and we cover the full range of products for the entire industry.
Okay. And further, what does this hybrid approach offer to security dealers and integrators, more specifically?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, we have all of the IP product offerings that security dealers need in today's competitive environment. We carry all of the leading brands from access control, IP video, analog video. We're also carrying cable and other ancillary products so that our dealers can have a complete solution from low to mid to high-end range of all security installations.
Great. And further, what proactive measures is Triad Northern Video taking to help its customers compete effectively in the rapidly expanding world of network-based products and services?
If you look at what we're doing today, we offer many, many trainings, extensive trainings, in both analog and IP video. We have extensive IP roadshows, and most recently we've offered programming of IP cameras so that when customers are, the transition from analog to IP is not as easy for some dealers as others, and what we're offering is actually to pre-program and pre-configure both IP cameras and DVRs for our dealers so that they come already programmed for them so they can take these products out to the installation already pre-configured.
Okay. And what new manufacturers or product lines has Triad Northern Video Distribution taken on recently?
Laura, the great thing about the merger of the two companies was that Northern Video had most of the high-end integrated IP and access lines, and Triad had a lot of the intrusion and fire-based lines. So we probably have the most competitive product offering in the industry today. And what we're really doing now is just complementing our existing product offerings with some of the niche players that we need to make our line even that more robust, where we're filling out some of the lines that we didn't have before. But for the most part, we have a complete line today.
Okay. Pat, can you tell us about any new programs or services that you expect to roll out in the coming months?
Well, I mentioned earlier that we're pre-configuring IP cameras for our customers, and you'll see some more advertisements on that program, and we're going to take that to market over the next several months. We also have our Great Expectations program, which is the industry's leading rewards program for all of our dealers based on the products that they buy through Triad Northern Video Distribution. And you'll see some more other exciting programs throughout 2012 as our marketing group continues to put and market for the telesales and the brick-and-mortar groups.
And Great Expectations will continue into 2012. Is that correct, Pat?
Great Expectations has been probably our most successful marketing program for the company, and it will definitely continue for 2012. Our manufacturers are very excited about this program and continue to support it.
For those listeners who may not know fully about that program, will you please describe a little bit in terms of the details and what they get out of it?
Sure. Well, it's a rewards program similar to what some of the other major companies like American Express have, where you actually get purchases for you get points for your purchases, and depending on what brands you buy from us, you receive additional points for some of our platinum level sponsors like BSC, Interlogix, and Panasonic, and vendors like that.
Okay, great. And finally, in terms of what you're hearing from customers, how are security dealers and integrators faring in 2011? And further, what are their expectations for sales levels in 2012?
Well, as you know, and everybody that's listening, 2011 hasn't been exactly an easy economy to navigate, and I think from what everybody's pointing to, 2012 will probably be much of the same. I think what makes us a much different industry than what a lot of people operate in is that our business is made up of a lot of entrepreneurs who have been very successful over the years navigating both tough economic conditions and robust economies. And I think, having monthly recurring revenue also gives them the ability to go back to existing customers and sell additional and new services with the IP technology that's coming out and some of the lifestyle enhancement features to the intrusion customers. They're able to sell them additional features and upgrade technology, even in a down economy. And when it's a good economy, they're able to sell new products too. So I think it's the entrepreneurial spirit of the security industry that makes us successful even in this down economy, but obviously, I think if you're only isolated to one segment of the industry, you may be, if that segment is down, you might be struggling a little bit more than others, but I think most of our customers are very diversified in all aspects of the business, and I think, we'll continue to see some nice gradual gains through the balance of this year and through 2012.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Pat. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to this podcast.
Thank you, Laura.